Mark Moore Show with Robbie Young. If you'd like to call up, the numbers are 531-6651 in New Jersey. It is Bigelow 2. The Siege from 1967.
Pushing too hard.
There's the Siege from Los Angeles, California on WQAM. Robbie Young here for Clark Moore right now. It's 23 minutes past 3 o'clock in the morning, the Clark Moore Music Show.
Miami weather.
58 W... I don't believe it. WQAM degrees now.
Radio.
Hello, everybody.
You're with WQAM 56.
1959, solid gold from WQ. Don Gibson, sing your song, Don.
Everybody's going.
That was 1959. That was Don Gibson. This is WQAM 1969, the Clark Moore Show with Robbie Young sitting in.
560 WQAM.
Remember the Orlans?
California,
1962, solid gold on WQAM's Clark Moore Show with Robbie Young at 28 minutes past 3 o'clock in the morning. On a day that may well go down in history as a day of infamy, the day that I came in from New York. I came in tonight, they got a forecast of snow up there, 24 degrees. I just may stay on the beach with my surfboard forever, Clark. And Clark is pacing up and down very nervously because I have sort of like taken over his show because it used to be mine. And, like, don't worry, we're taping the whole thing in case of lawsuits. From WQAM Solid Gold Vault. These are the brothers Everly, Don and Phil, who are in New York this week, as a matter of fact. This is called Gone, 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 1965 Solid Gold from the year of April. 1965 Solid Gold, it's 3:30 on WQAM, Miami, Florida.
Defense Secretary Laird says he has reached no conclusions on possible U.S. and Egyptian troops again have exchanged fire along the Suez Canal. This is Clark Moore, details at 55 on WQAM, Miami, Florida.
That's what I call production.
We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Now that's the Sir Douglas Quintet, as they sound today. Now, in 1964, I was riding down the North-South Expressway during a rainstorm after leaving Rick Shaw's house, as a matter of fact, just like tonight. And I heard this song for the first time on WQAM, Sir Douglas Quintet, their first big hit.
Tiger Radio!
One more time, yes!
Gee, I remembered how to do it.
WQAM.
A few months ago, I went to the Madison Square Garden for something called Soul Together, a benefit for the Martin Luther King Fund. I sat with Cousin Brucey from my station, WABC, and I talked about old times with a fellow who's going to sing the next song. That night, he had just bought a Rolls Royce, would you believe? He did well on this and many other songs over the years. This was his hit in 1962.
Climb up, way up high. Climb up,
Neil Sedaka.
Way up high. Climb up,
Stairway to Heaven.
Way up high. It's where you are.
That's Neil Sedaka. Right now, he lives in Brooklyn.
Way up high.
Somewhere near the water, reaping the royalties from that and other songs, folks.
Way up high.
Nice fella.
Way up high.
Now, one of the most important things in modern radio today is the time tone. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the WQAM, Robbie Young sitting in here for Clark Moore, time tone. This is the store's broadcasting system. It's 18 minutes and 30 seconds before 4. Ready enough with a tone. These are the Ponytails, Born Too Late.
Born Too Late.
That should bring back a few memories for some of you out there. This is WQAM in Miami, Florida. In case you're wondering, this is Roby Young. I used to work here a couple of years ago, the big kahuna. And I was, it just came down from New York tonight and heard Clark Moore on the air. And I said, by golly, I got to go by and see Clark. And when I saw this oldie goldie rack with all the great old songs, I decided that I would do the bit. I would take over. And you've heard of bits in radio where people lock, you know, other guys out of the control room. I just did it. I sent him to Royal Castle for coffee and he can't come in. And I see something called the mic warning. Now, that's a light that goes on when you talk too much. Now, only I can do this because I'm not an employee of the station, actually. I may get sued. I just unscrewed the little light that comes on when you talk too much. 1959, Bobby Darin had a great hit. When he was really cocky. And this is it. That's Bobby Darin, ladies and gentlemen. Called Dream Lover. That's when he was still in love with Sandra. It's 13 minutes before 4 o'clock in the morning on WQAM.
Miami weather!
Right now, 58 WQAM degrees, cloudy with rain and high in the 60s today. Decreasing cloudiness tonight with a low near 50. Friday, partly sunny and cool. And, well, whatever. Easterly winds increasing to 20 miles per hour today. Good for the surfers, I certainly hope so.
Wonderful WQAM.
The Big Kahuna here. This is a song that I first played in 1961. Most of you probably won't remember it.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name, it doesn't matter.
It was written by the guy that sings
she went
it.
Went away with another guy.
Bruce Chanel is wrong.
Now he won't even look at her.
This is Del Shannon.
Hats off to Larry.
And that was Del Shannon and one of his first big hits on WQAM back in 1961. As a matter of fact, Rick and I stole that particular record from another radio station.
WQAM!
Now, in 1966, when this record first came out, I used to have a special introduction for it. And we have these things on cartridge here. Oh, son of a gun, I can't find it. Wait a second now. You'll have to bear with me because... I have it here somewhere. I shouldn't talk. Now, if the light wasn't unscrewed, it would be working right now. Well, gosh and heck, I can't find the thing here. Anybody wants to call, it's 531-6651. I could have sworn I filed this special intro. Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll have a special feature for the show right now, and then we'll go on to our aforementioned... But first, this is a public service for me. I want you to listen very carefully, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the commissioner of wastebaskets must play so the commissioner, the public service time. Thank you, Lance Sturdley at the console. The commissioner of wastebaskets must play, so the Tigers have given Dan Chandler Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. to display his various talents. Join Dan as he tells jokes. He doesn't even understand.
Wonderful WQAM.
Now the cleverly concealed special intro. Yes? Yes, I hear you.
I'm gonna do a little song for you now.
Yes?
You clap your hands.
Yes.
Kick your feet. And as a matter of fact, it'll tear you up.
I bet it will.
One, two, three. Oh. One, two, three.
Queuing like that, how did I ever get to New York?
All right.
This is Wilson Pickett.
Got to know how to hold it.
This is WQAM's Clark Moore Show. This is Roby Young, WQAM alumnus, who just happened by the station tonight, got into the studio, and asked Clark to leave. So he's pacing nervously outside right now. While I'm here,
56 WQAM.
In about 1965, I went over to Rick Shaw's TV show on Channel 10, and he introduced me to a charming group of girls. We had our picture taken with the girls, and it was really wonderful. They were on his show, and they sang this song.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. Work very nice.
These are the Angels.
When it's back and you're gonna be right now.
We'll be right back with a record that I couldn't play in New York because it had to do with, well, booze, as in bottle of wine. Stand by as WQAM continues with the Clark Moore Show with Roby Young.
Good morning for WQAM News. This is Clark Moore. Defense Secretary Laird just back from South. Department officials feel a trial would have cleared the air of questions about an alleged conspiracy.
Say goodnight, Clark. That's enough news for now.
How about the weather?
I believe that.
WQAM radar weather, cloudy with rain, the high of the 60s today. Decreasing cloudiness tonight, the low near 50. Friday, partly sunny and cool. Easterly winds, 20 miles an hour, becoming northerly this afternoon and tonight. The rain probability, Roby, for your sunshine is 90%.
Will he make it?
90% of rain today. It's 58 degrees. This is Clark Moore.
Zap!
WQAM. Miami, Florida.
Clark Moore!
At 4 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, a special edition of the Clark Moore Show. You tuned in late, folks. This is Roby Young. I used to work here at WQAM, and my good friend Clark Moore has a show going, which used to be mine. It's the all-night show. I worked this show and about 16 others here on the station, and I just decided to come by. I came in from New York tonight, and I sort of took over the show, and Clark is taking a news tip at the moment while I'm spinning the record. So if you don't mind, we'll play some of the oldie goldies that I, you know, really can remember. Time was, like in 1962, that Bobby Rydell could record almost anything and have a hit. This particular song was a number one song back in the early days, and I think you'll like his treatment of it, and you may not have heard it for about 6 years. You're gonna hear it now.
WQAM.
It's 8 minutes past four right now on... Since I worked here, the time tone doesn't work. Ladies and gentlemen, the time tone doesn't... Oh, I can't stand it. The time... Tone... Oh. Gotta get a time tone. What can I do? Find me a time tone. My kingdom for a time tone, ladies and gentlemen. This is Time Tone with the news. 8 minutes past four. When I first played this record, I was doing the morning show on WQAM from 1965. These are the Gants.
Meep, meep.
Roadrunner.
Meep, meep.
WQAM, Miami, Florida.
I always said what the station needed was a good announcer.
Right.
That was Dunlap's voice you heard. And this is his record. The Crystals, and that was produced by Phil Spector. And it used to be said about Phil Spector that he had so much money that he stopped producing records, which he did, and just produced them for himself. He did that too. Didn't make much money. Last week, he started producing records again.
Wonderful WQAM.
13 minutes past 4 o'clock in the morning.
Miami weather.
58 WQAM degrees. Cloudy with rain and a high in the 60s today. Decreasing cloudiness tonight with a low near 50. Friday partly sunny and... school. Yes, I know. Easterly winds increasing to 20 miles per hour today. Surf should be good. If I can last, I'll be down there with my surfboard on South Beach trying to see if the big kahuna can still surf as badly as he used to surf. Now, here's a Miami fella. Steve Alamo. Steve Alamo, wonderful person. Met him while drinking a scotch and soda once at Rick's house. Or was it the Playboy Club? It was 1962. Memory gets foggy. I'll tell you a secret. You know who likes that record? Another alumnus of WQAM. We used to call him the Goose, Steve Clark. now works in New York, along with me, but on another station, WOR-FM. He always liked that record. Steve always did miss the big hits.
WQAM.
But I dig that, and I like Steve Lamo also. And as a matter of fact, speaking of liking things, I used to call myself King of the Beatle Oldies. Well, I was wrong.
He's a real nowhere man.
Or was I?
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Dan Chandler, are you listening?
Doesn't have it.
That's for Dan Chandler, who is a real somewhere man, a guy that we all like very much.
WQAM.
And I hope you tune in Dan's show, because he and I have a lot of old memories, too. I go back to that song and a lot of other things, too. He's on Saturdays. He tells jokes, as we say, that he doesn't even understand.
Tiger Radio!
One of the greatest groups to come from Florida was the Canadian Legends. They're not around anymore, and we're going to hear from them in just a moment. But right now, a real commercial. Baking with buttermilk. Doesn't that sound great? Well, that's exactly what they've been doing over at Southern Bakeries. Now you can go to your favorite grocers and buy Southern's tempting new white enriched bread made with buttermilk. Yes, sir, Southern Bakeries has captured all the flavor and goodness of the true Old South tradition of baking with buttermilk. Something wonderful happens when you pop Southern's new buttermilk bread into your toaster. Try it this morning for breakfast. It's perfect for sandwiches, breakfast toast, snack time, and with your every meal. But that's not all. Southern's buttermilk bread is bigger and better. Yes, sir, bigger and better. You'll see what we mean when you pick up a loaf at your favorite grocer's. So try it today. It's new, it's really good. It's Southern's tempting buttermilk bread. Bake the Southern way.
Miami weather.
58 WQAM degrees with Roby Young here for Clark Moore. And as I promised, one of the greatest sounds ever to come from the Canadian Legends. From 1965, Just in Case.
You say, 560-WQAM.
You know, what we ought to do, really, to make things right is to identify the Clark Moore Show. Can I do this?
WQAM.
Oh, that's the wrong thing.
M. Miami, Florida.
Clark Moore.
That's all I wanted to hear was Clark Moore, actually. This is the one I should have played, right? Okay, not to be undone. Roby will now play
WQAM. Clark Moore.
I like it. It has sort of a ring to it.
Tiger Radio.
You know, a week or so ago, I had the pleasure of meeting Jerry Butler, and we talked long and about many things. And one of the songs we talked about was this one, because it has something to do with his latest song, which is Only the Strong Survive. Are you playing that here? Well, this particular song is what we talked about, is reminding him of his current song. Later on, perhaps, we'll get to a Jerry Butler song. But right now, from 1961... On WQAM Radio, the Shirelles and Mama Said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. Like
this. Wonderful WQAM 560.
Clark, were you going to yell something
coffee,
at me?
Coffee.
You know, I've been up since like yesterday in New York. I've had a recording session. I've had numerous things. I've walked around the city of New York. I took a plane and came down here. There was going to snow in New York tonight. I left 24-degree weather, and I've been up all night. Now, if you're out there listening, if you're anywhere near our studios on Miami Beach, right? 41st Street. It's across from the beautiful Roosevelt Theater in beautiful downtown, you know, Nern Theater, why don't you bring me some coffee and some for Clark, too, really? Are you driving around? Are you on the Julia Tunnel Causeway or the Expressway or someplace like that, you know? Why don't you come by and bring us some coffee and maybe even a donut or a hamburger? How about that out there in Radio Land? This is a plea, an impassioned plea, to bring these poor, destitute radio announcers coffee. We could go across the street to Royal Castle and buy it ourselves, but that wouldn't be as much fun, right? Right? Now, if you're on Collins Avenue, you're driving along, you know where we are. We are on 41st Street. Arthur Godfrey wrote, Arthur Godfrey, showing on with the little Godfreys. And if you'll, you know, like, drive down the street and approach the thing, you'll see a yellow car, which I rented. It's out in front there. And no other cars on the street. Yours is, Clark's is across the street, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'll come by the station with a nice cup of hot coffee, we will really be indebted. And now to continue with this abortive attempt at radio.
560 WQAM.
28 past 5, 4. Wiggle Dunlap gets up and hears this. This is a song that always reminds me of Charlie Murdoch. Do you remember Charlie?
I never met Charlie.
You never met Charlie? Charlie used to be here at WQAM, and in fact, I took over his show when he left. And this is a song that somehow reminds me of Charlie because of the day he came in and said, Roby, here's a great hit. Put it on the turntables. Doctor, Governor, give it a spin. Touch base with it in this great baseball game
ride
of life.
Right around the world.
Elvis.
Old ox caught and never let another.
The King. Ah, yes. Roby Young here for Clark Moore on WQAM Radio, and it's 4:30. We should identify the station. This is WQAM, Miami, Florida, a member of the Stores Broadcasting Group. And let's see if I can still do a headline. Let us get serious for just a half a second here and check out the scene. The Apollo 9 astronauts are nearing the end of their 10-day mission with splashdown scheduled for 12:01 p.m. in the Atlantic. Defense Secretary Laird has returned from his Vietnam trip and says he's reached no conclusions about possible U.S. troop withdrawals. Complete details at 55.
WQAM, Clark Moore.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run, to him.
WQAM, it's a tiger!
Yes, it certainly is. And this is Gene Pitney. And a great flashback. 19, gee, I guess it was 60 or 61.
It hurts to be in love when the night and day.
Bye.
Yes, it certainly is, Jimmy, a great flashback. It hurts to be in love. Doesn't it? Hey, we have someone who has brought coffee. Can you come over here for just a second? You don't want to tell your name, right? Okay. Well, tell your name. Come on over here to the golden microphone. What's your name?
Camille
2000. Camille? Is that your name, Camille? That sounds terrific. Camille has brought us enough coffee for more of the... Good grief, 1, 2, 6. We only have 2 people here, Camille. You make 3. You can have some coffee with us. Thank you very much, Camille. You got it across the street, Royal Castle, and you paid for it too, I guess, right? They could have given it free, you would have thought. Thank you, Camille!
Are you a diet cheater?
A slight Hollywood bread.
Miami weather!
We have 58 WQAM degrees outside right now. And the very first song that Clark Moore, you've heard the name Clark Moore before? Yes, this is his show, and I've sort of taken it over, playing oldies. This is the very first song that Clark Moore ever heard on WQAM, and I don't know where he was. Clark, are you out there in the production room or the hall or maybe even the men's room? We'll have to ask him where he heard this record. But he told me a little while ago, this is the first record he ever heard on WQAM. This is before he worked here. We're going to play this especially for him. This is by Major Lance. It's called The Monkey Time. Especially for Clark.
There's a place right across town.
I played the Hollywood Bread commercial, Clark.
The Hollywood Bread?
Oh, yes. Played the Bread commercial. Listen, where were you when you heard this song, The Monkey Time, for the first time?
The first time I heard that, Roby, I was driving across the Everglades.
Driving across the Everglades.
I was listening to a station in Tampa after driving down the West Coast.
Yes.
WLCY, as a matter of fact. And trying to find a decent station because
And you found WQAM.
LCY was fading out, and I found WQAM.
Ah, yes.
And I stayed with it.
The rest is history. Okay. Don't anybody bring any more coffee, because we got enough to give you some. So if you come by the station, we're going to give you some coffee. Oh, Camille certainly brought some coffee, didn't she?
She's a
wonderful person.
What did she bring?
She brought a whole bunch. And what's in this?
What else is in the bag here?
Donuts, and I'm on a diet. Huh, Camille, I may go off my diet, especially for you. One of the greatest songs from 1965 on WQAM was this one by Roy Orbison, a top seller from that year. You'll remember, Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, walking home. Pretty woman,
WQAM.
Oh, yes. You know, we just got a call from another radio station requesting a record. I don't know what to say about that, but I think we're making some points. 15 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Miami weather.
58 WQAM degrees. Cloudy, rain, high in the 60s. Decreasing cloudiness tonight with a low. Small craft, watch out for large craft.
Flight, flight, back.
From 1960, The Ventures and Walk, Don't Run. '63 was a good year for instrumentals, too. This is sort of a surfing song on WQAM's Clark Moore Show with Robbie Young. This is called Penetration. And please don't anybody bring any more coffee. We got coffee up to our earphones. So cool it with a coffee. If you're on your way, stop by and we'll give you a cup. Everybody's listening. This is the Clark Moore Show. This is Robbie Young. Hey, are we behind in our commercials? Let's see. We did that one, and we did that one, and we just did that one, and this one here. No, that's 5 o'clock. I'm getting ahead of myself. I do want to talk to you about bread, and I'm going to do that after I go over to the turntable and play this oldie goldie here by the Cordettes from 19... Oh, heck, when was this?
57?
58?
I don't
know. Lollipop, lollipop,
a lollipop. Wonderful WQAM. Right now, 58 WQAM degrees, 9 minutes before 5 o'clock in the morning. Clark Moore Show with Robbie Young here on...
Tiger Radio!
Still doesn't work, does it? Ah, yes, we're going to talk a moment about bread. And as soon as I find out which bread we're going to talk about, let's see, southern bread. Oh, you know, there's one thing about the South. People really know how to cook, and that's the way it is over at Southern Bakeries. Those folks really know how to bake those loaves. The Southern way. Just wait until you try Southern's brand new white enriched bread made with buttermilk. Yes, sir, that's a real old-fashioned cooking secret, baking with buttermilk. And Southern really knows how to do it. Pop Southern's new buttermilk bread into your toaster this morning and watch things happen. Talk about something good. Southern's new buttermilk bread makes the best sandwiches and toast with a real old-fashioned Southern flavor. But that's not all. Southern's buttermilk bread is bigger and better. That's right, bigger and better. You'll see what we mean when you pick up a loaf of Southern's buttermilk bread. So try it. It's new now on your grocer's shelves. Southern's buttermilk bread. Bake the Southern way. Aha! Ago, when I used to do the shows on WQAM, I used to sign off with this theme. It had to do with surfing, and I had a lot to do with surfing too, because I really dug it. Still do. I guess that's how the whole Big Kahuna thing came about. I may have lost my job in New York. I may have prevented myself from working back here again. But I sincerely enjoyed the past 2 hours on the Clark Moore Show. I enjoyed playing the oldie goldies, and I enjoyed communicating to you some of the memories that they have for me associated with this radio station, WQAM 560, the first one ever to sign on in the state of Florida. This may be something I didn't get a chance to say when I left you about a year and a half ago, but I enjoyed being here on
this spot on the dial. I enjoyed it tonight. And I hope you'll continue to enjoy WQAM
Tiger Radio!